Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Truly, we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you for being here with us on today. This is a platform that we meet on every morning at this hour. Amen. And you are free to come back. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Your spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. And we thank God that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. And inasmuch as there is no time and no distance in the spirit, glory be to God, then we are all in the same place. We noticed this morning that we have a growing audience in China. And so we welcome you, our China, amen, our brothers and sisters from China. And we have also an increased audience in Canada. Amen. So we want to welcome all of you. Amen. Across the globe. Amen. And pray that you are being blessed and edified. Amen. Through the word of God. Amen. That we, the Lord brings forth on this platform, and we will be celebrating our 12th year anniversary. Amen. In just a few more weeks, if the Lord tarry. Amen. And amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Daniel, chapter number 1. Amen. And I'm going to read just a few verses in your hearing. Amen. Starting in verse number 8. Daniel 1, verse number 8. And it reads like this. It says, but Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine that he drank. Therefore, he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself. And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king who assigned your food and your drink, for why should he see that you were in worse condition than the youths who are of your own age? So you would endanger my head with the king. Then Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had assigned over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, test your servants for 10 days. Let us be given vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance and the appearance of the youths who eat the king's food be observed by you, and deal with your servants according to what you see. So he listened to them in this matter and tested them for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, it was seen that they were better in appearance and fatter in flesh than all the youths who ate the king's food. So the steward took away their food and the wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables. As for these four youths, God gave them learning and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. at the end of the time, when the king had commanded that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king spoke with them. And among all of them, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they stood before the king. Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for the blessed word of God. Amen, for the blessed people of God. Amen. We want to talk to you for a few minutes this morning, amen, on a subject. Don't forget the postage. Don't forget the postage. Amen. Beloved, amen, when we look or and examine, amen, and we are encouraged, amen, through the book of Daniel and through the life of Daniel. Beloved, we see how Daniel, at a very young and tender age, made a commitment to the Lord. He made a resolve, amen, that God was God and he was going to live for God, and he was not ashamed of God. He had a prayer life. Beloved, he was the example of what it means to be a man of God. And not only did he talk about it, but beloved, when we examine Daniel's life, he was about it. He lived the life, amen, that he preached. He lived the life. He was not a phony. He was not a hypocrite. He was sincere. He was real. He was genuine. His relationship with God was right on the money, beloved. And we have to admire our brothers and sisters, amen, on the Old Testament, because, beloved, they did not have the Holy Spirit living in them. They did not have the advantage that we have in the New Covenant. And now in the New Covenant, because of the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, on our conversion, beloved, at that moment, the Holy Spirit lives in us. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? So not only is God above us, not only is God with us, but here we have God in us. So we are super blessed, right? We're so blessed we don't even know. Most of God's people don't know how blessed they are. They don't know who they are. But it's here in the old covenant, beloved, the Holy Spirit would come and go, come and go, come and go. It did not live in them. It just was with them. And so, but even with that, we see a very exemplary life, amen, with Daniel. I mean, he was there was no specks to be found. A close examination, amen, would come up empty because this man of God was just genuine. And so, beloved, we see here, amen, in his whole story, but we see even in the story here with him and the three Hebrew boys, how they refused to eat from the king's table. Now, beloved, it is important who you eat with. Some people in the Bible, and there's plenty of scriptures, and we may come back and just teach a lesson on that. We may take a Wednesday night and teach on that. Amen. But the Bible, people say, well, we're just going to grab a meal together. We just went out and had lunch together. Then no, it is very important who you sit down and eat with. Matter of fact, spirits are transferred. Amen. Even through the food and through the company. And this is why, beloved, amen, we see Daniel and so many other men and women, they refuse to eat from certain tables. They refuse to eat and the food that was sacrificed. Okay. A lot of this Chinese food and this other food you eat, and you better know what you're eating. Okay. Now, there's certain dishes I just don't order. I don't order. Now, if I go to the Chinese place, I'll get some noodles, and I might get some shrimp. Okay, if that's about all I'm getting. I'm going to tell you that right now, because I don't know whose chicken that is. I don't know who beef that is. Glory be to God. I don't know. I just don't eat it. Amen. But not only that, beloved, amen, we don't know what's being sacrificed. We have these other religions. They're praying to false gods, and they're sacrificing animals, and they're cutting those animals up, and they're cooking those animals, and they're selling it to you for a dollar. Okay, so the Bible has a lot to say about what we eat, and the Bible has a lot to say about who we eat with. And so then scriptures on that, glory be to God. So you just can't go out and eat with everybody. Sometimes you're better off just eating by yourself. Glory be to God. So anyhow, Daniel, amen, refused. Beloved, we see here the faithfulness of Daniel. Daniel was not afraid. He was not afraid to die. They put him down in the lion's den, amen, as we shared with you in yesterday. Glory be to God. He was not afraid. Look, if a man has nothing to die for, a man has nothing to live for. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we know that we have our audience that's growing in China, and we don't want to be offensive to you, glory be to God, but we know that every person that's amen from China is not a Christian. Glory be to God. So we are talking, amen, about those, amen, who's sacrificing to idols and devil worshipers, amen. And there's no offense, amen, to those, amen, China, and no offense to China, to those who eat Chinese food, because I like Chinese food. Amen. We're talking about the sacrificing to devils right now. But beloved, amen. So we see when we examine Daniel's life, amen, that Daniel was faithful. He was faithful. He was faithful. He was faithful. Beloved, the question is right now, amen, when our life is under scrutiny, when our life is under examination, how do we total up? If we had to total up one word right now, and if God gave one word, if God looked on you right now, what would be the one word that we would have? If Daniel, with God looking on Daniel, God had several words, but we know that one of them for sure was a faithful servant. A faithful servant. Beloved, let me show you the scripture here, and it just might be one, amen, that you might want to, amen, write down, amen, and meditate on, hallelujah, but hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, that a faithful man, hallelujah, faithful servant shall abound with blessings, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think it's in the book of, give me one second. Hallelujah. I think it's in the book of Proverbs 28. Yep, there it is. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 28 and 20. Amen. It says, a faithful man, a faithful woman shall abound with blessings. Shall abound. Beloved, you know what that word abound means? It means like a continual increase. That means like today you got 2, tomorrow you got 5, the next day, next week you got 10. Next week you got 12. Next week you got 14. Like you increase. So we talked about increasing and expanding our territory. Your territory don't decrease, it increase. You don't lose nothing. Whatever you lose the game. It's like, you know, it's like perpetual wealth, perpetual health, perpetual joy, perpetual increase. A faithful man gets richer and richer and richer and richer. And we can pull anybody out the box. Let's just pull, amen, our brother T.D. Jakes out. God bless his soul. I don't know, but I don't know what he's worth. I was reading a report when they had this false rumor out a couple of weeks ago that T.D. Jakes was dead. You got to be careful. I tell you, the witches and the warlocks trying to stop your anointing, but they can't stop you. And I went on the internet to see if it was true. Glory be to God. And even the internet, even on Google, they said that T.D. Jakes was dead. And the man are up and alive and preaching and preaching heaven down. Glory be to God. All right. So just say this for example. Just say for example, his net worth right now is worth $100 million. Might be worth more of that with all them books that he sell. Every book that he sell, he bring in close to $100 million for every book that he write, and he got about 30 books. So up with $100 million. Matter of fact, to hear T.D. Jakes' story, I don't even think he started out with $100. he talked about, amen, I don't know whose car was the worst, his or mine. I think his car might have been a little bit worse because he had holes at the bottom of his car, and he had to put cardboard down there so if it rained, the water from the outside was coming in the car. I mean, so I hear his testimony, but I got one too. So the same way he got some people crying, I would have some people crying because we all got a story. So what am I saying? He didn't start there, but what? He's just an example of one of many, beloved. I'm just pulling him out the box today. But what? He remained faithful. Preaching, something like me. Preach your heart out and you're only preaching to one person. Preaching like you have an auditorium of people, glory be to God, and you got 10 people there, glory be to God, and half of them sleep. Preaching your heart out. See? And this is what he did. Now he literally preaches, amen, to auditoriums of people. Huh? He said that he had already written 3 or 4 books before anybody knew his name, but nobody was reading them. Now they can't wait to get their hands on one of his books. Why? Because he remained faithful. He remained faithful when he didn't feel like getting up 5 o'clock in the morning to go on social media, when he really wanted to get under the blanket where everybody else was. He got up 3 o'clock in the morning, went in prayer, got dressed, glory be to God, and was on social media 5 o'clock in the mornings when the flesh said, go to sleep, girl. Then you're going to jump off social media, glory be to God, at 5 o'clock, amen, and jump on another Blog Talk Radio at 6 o'clock, glory be to God. Then he had a chance to get a glass of orange juice, glory be to God, hallelujah, when the flesh is saying, go back to bed, girl. But no, but she remained faithful. Then you jump off that and you go through the rest of the day doing what the Lord is telling you to do, glory be to God, but you remain faithful. Daniel, look, a faithful person do what God told them to do when they don't feel like doing it. God knows I didn't feel like signing in tomorrow, yesterday morning. And some of you didn't. But you got the privilege of sleep. Leaders don't have that privilege. But when God is calling you to do something, you don't have no privileges. You forfeit the privilege to delight in the will of the Lord. You forfeit the privileges to bring pleasure to your God, a faithful man, a faithful woman. And when God sees your faithfulness, he rewards you with all type of increase that causes folks to be jealous. They mad with you now. Where they get this money from? They mad with you now. I hear they moving. They mad with you now. See, everybody want to share in your glory, but nobody wants to partake in your story. Daniel had a story, baby. Oh, Daniel had a story. When's the last time you've been down in the lion's den? Some of you down in the lion's den right now and don't have enough sense to tell God thank you that you haven't been bit by the lions. Haven't even told God thank you that you haven't been overtaken by the lions. Daniel was faithful. And beloved, God rewards faithfulness. It's simply put, you want to get favor with God? You want increase from God? Huh? Beloved, hallelujah. Then you got to be faithful. You have to be faithful to God's word. You have to be faithful to his commands, the things that God is telling you to do. You don't have to get all deep and try to figure out, amen, the mysteries. Just go with what you know. Just go with what you know. Loving your neighbors. Just go with what you know. Being faithful. Amen. Glory be to God. Giving of your time. Giving of your talents. Giving of your treasure. Giving of your torso. Just be faithful. Huh? and God will reward it. Beloved, amen. Glory be to God. Daniel was steadfast. The scripture tells us, glory be to God, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, and when you see brethren, beloved, we already taught on it. We'll teach on it again. God is not, he is not a racist. Amen. He's not sexist. And he's not just talking to the men. All right. That includes it. In God's kingdom, there's one. There's no male nor female. All right. So when you see brethren, amen, it's talking to the sister in too. All right. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable. Steadfast and unmovable means you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere, baby. You going rock steady. Yeah, but you're going through some hardships right now. You ain't going nowhere. You're not going to quit. You're not turning in your back on God because you're in a hard place. You're not throwing in the towel. Go, glory be to God. You're not going to curse God out because you went down in the lion's den. No, because you know God going to bring you out. And if he don't, then he's still going to bring you out. But if he don't bring you out in the flesh, he's going to bring you out in the spirit. If you die in the den, to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. So ain't no way you going to lose. It's a win-win situation if you live or if you die. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? He says, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Beloved, your labor is not in vain. You hear what I'm saying? God sees you. When no one else sees you, when no one else calls you, when no one else congratulates you, when no one else encourages you, God sees you. God sees you, beloved. My work in God's kingdom, I don't even think about what I do. Because I don't wait around for somebody to call me and say, Pastor, you're doing a good job. If they do, they do. They don't, they don't. I don't do it for that. I do it because I perform for an audience of one. And this must be your mindset. You work for God. God pays you. And believe me, God pays me, huh? God is keeping you, sheltering you, protecting. It's God keeping you from your enemies. It's God taking you into, it's God, amen, hallelujah, that COVID didn't take you out of here. Not yet. And it won't. Huh? Because he is your shelter. Yesterday we talking about sheltering in place. Amen. He is our divine protection. Why? Because God rewards faithfulness, beloved. I challenge you to walk through the Bible this week. Every single one of God's servants was blessed and they was rich. I'm talking money rich right now. I'm talking money rich. Every single one of them. Every single one of them was rich. Now, some of them, the focus, and most of them, the money is not on, the focus is not on their material wealth, but they mention it so you'll know. All of them, even Jesus himself, who became poor that we might become rich, because don't no poor man have a treasurer. A treasure for what? What you need a treasurer for? What you need an accountant for when you're on welfare? Huh? Look, ain't nobody going to be stealing money out the bag unless you got a whole lot of money in the bag. If you ain't got but $20 in the bag and somebody stole that, you would know it was stolen. Huh? Beloved, amen, hallelujah. So today, amen, we just want to encourage you, beloved. And we titled this teaching today, Don't Forget the Postage. Why? Because let me tell you something. You pay your bills. You pay your bills, you wrote a couple of letters, you got all this, all your stuff together, and go to the post office. You're going to go to take a walk around the corner to the post office so you can put everything in the mail. So you got your PICO bill, you got your gas bill, you got all your bills there, you got a couple birthday cards, a couple things to go in. All right? But you ain't put no postage on it. You ain't put no postage on your bills. You ain't put no postage on your letters. Beloved, all that's going to be sent back to you undeliverable. Beloved, in our Christian life, we got to put our postage on. What do you mean by that? Put your weight on it, baby. Put your weight on it. Put some skin in the game. Put some pressure in it. Put some effort in it. But serving God takes effort. It brings out the strength in you. It brings out the man in you, the woman in you. It brings out the person in you. Baby, you got to go through something. And this is why the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 17, it says, for our light affliction. See, there is an affliction in serving the Lord, but it's a light affliction. Just like he tells us, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. There's a burden in serving the Lord, but it's a light burden. He says here, for our light affliction, see, which is but for a moment, it's just temporary. Daniel didn't stay in the lion's den for a week. He just stayed in overnight. It's just temporary, beloved. Paul and Silas was locked up in jail, but they didn't stay there for years. It was just an overnight. See, sometimes when we're in our dark seasons, that night seems like it's an eternity. It seems like it's a long time. That's why the Bible says weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. Oh, Joseph was a 13 years. Amen. That Joseph had to go through, it seemed like a long time, but it was just temporary. So our light afflictions, beloved, which is but for a moment, but the scripture says it works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh, you're going to go through something. But let me tell you something. How God going to bless you? Don't even compare. You going to forget about the pain. You know how it is when a woman she's been in labor for eight hours trying to give birth to this baby. She howling and screaming, cussing the father out, cussing the daddy out, swearing she not going to never have sex no more. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of you been there, huh? And she see that little baby when that baby come out with goo, 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 ga, 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 goo, goo. And it was worth the pain. Let me tell you something. She forgot about that pain. Next year this time, she pregnant again. That's how it is in serving the Lord. God bless Job so much. Glory be to God. Job forgot about everything he lost, and he lost a whole bunch. He lost more than you and me will probably ever lose. God doubled him up. Guess what? God going to give you double for your trouble too. But you got to remain faithful. You got to remain faithful. Amen. He said it's working for you a more exceedingly weight of glory. Nobody likes exercising. Huh? But you're building in muscles and you're looking good. But the same way you exercise or should be exercising in the physical is how we are exercising in the spiritual. We are in training for reigning, baby. God is teaching your hands to war, your fingers to fight. He's teaching you how to run through a troop and leap over a wall. He's teaching you how to be a winner, more than a conqueror, doing all things through Christ who strengthens you. Glory be to God. But it ain't always easy. And the more anointed you are, the more conflict you endure. That brought me some encouragement. Because when you look over King David, a man after God's own heart, David, the attack against David did not come until David was anointed. Sometimes we think because we are anointed, we're going to have less trouble. No, baby. Hallelujah. But you got everything you need to overcome. I tell you that. And what? And your trials is bringing out the greatness in you. See, beloved, let me tell you something. God's going to give you good times. All of this is to get us to the good times and to take us into the good land and the promised land. But we don't develop and mature during the good times. See, we want to lay back, you know what I mean, to take our ease, you know, let our head down, you know what I mean. No. But it's no growth in that period. See, Jesus grew, Paul grew, and we grow through the things that we suffer. I'm wrapping up right now. Let's see if I can give you one more scripture. Hebrews chapter number 5, verse number 8. Now, this is talking about Jesus Christ. Now, this is talking about Jesus now. Not one of the disciples. Not one of the prophets. This is talking about Jesus. Now, I want you to hear what it has to say. Hebrews chapter 5, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 7. During the days of Jesus' earthly life, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Verse number 8. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Now that's Jesus, y'all. Jesus had to learn obedience. How did Jesus learn obedience? Through the good times? No. Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. Guess how me and you learning too? Through the things that we suffer. Suffering is not a negative word in the Lord's kingdom. Suffering is not a negative word because you can't lose in the Lord's kingdom. And God will never see you without whatever God allows. He has purpose in that. Therefore, beloved, put some postage on it. Put some postage on it. Put your weight on it. Put your effort in. Beloved, amen. That we know the saying, we say it, amen. Sometimes we don't truly realize the value of the words. No pressing, no blessing. What I have found out in my Christian walk, most times, the things you don't want to do is the things you should be doing. Because the devil is trying to stop you because he knows that if you enter into that zone, there's no turning back. If you enter into that throne zone and cross that threshold, amen, glory be to God, he is nothing he can do. And see, beloved, we have to remember God is a spirit. When God speaks to us, God does not speak to our flesh. God speaks to our spirit. See, glory be to God. And a lot of times the spirit is leading us in one direction, but the flesh don't want to go. Because what? The flesh and the spirit are contrary one to another. See, we are in warfare against the spirit and the flesh. Not only are we in warfare with Satan and his cohorts, amen, we are in warfare with our flesh. This is why prayer and fasting is a necessity in the life of a Christian. If you don't have a prayer life, you don't have nothing going. Daniel, you don't have nothing going. You faking the funk, baby, if you don't have a prayer life. And you can't wait till January to fast. Amen. You need to be fasting as often as the Spirit leads you. Amen. We know in this ministry, we fast every Wednesday, and you need to be fasting even as more often than that. Because, beloved, glory be to God, hallelujah, you need that spiritual connection to remain intact with God. Because he is your strength. When you're weak, let the weak say, I'm strong. He's the one that, look,
Pastor Bradford, what do you do when you get down? Look, I have my down days. I just try to stay away from, you know what I mean, stay quiet, and I get somewhere in my prayer closet and get it straight, amen, and come out. Yesterday, amen, I think I was just tired. All right? And I was talking to the Lord, and I said, well, Lord, I had some business to take care of Monday. I said, well, God, I can't go in there with this attitude. I said, now I'm feeling a little low today, a little funky today. I said, but I got to correct this. I said, because if I go in with this attitude, I'm going to attract this attitude. If I go in here funky, I'm going to attract funky situations and funky people, because as a man thinketh, so is he. The attitude I go in there with is what I'm going to be reciprocated with. And I sat down at that table, and it wasn't about 5 minutes. God turned that whole thing around, lifted me right up, lifted my mindset, lifted up my mentality, just lifted me right up. You hear what I'm saying? And God will do the same thing for you, beloved. You got to put your weight on it. Put the postage on it, baby. It's going to cost you something. Look, the gospel is free, but the kingdom is going to cost you. And most God's people don't want to pay nothing. Well, Jesus paid it all. Yeah, Jesus paid it all, but there's a part that you have to do. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. There's something you have to do. You have to be steady, unmovable, always abounding, being not weary and well, just pressing in. You got to press in. If it was that easy, some more people would be in. But what happens is when the pressing part starts, they want to quit. Y'all got this. Y'all got this. Y'all got this. You can find somebody to pastor, find somebody to pray, find somebody to preach, find somebody to usher. Just find somebody. I'm tired. I'm just going to do me. Thank God Jesus didn't go there. I'm just going to do me. See? And now you want to send the letters, amen, without the postage. And then when it's returned to you undeliverable, you want to find fault with God. Beloved, let me close with this scripture here, amen, in Daniel chapter number 11, verse number 32, amen. And I want to do the B portion of the scripture. It says, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The New King James say, and shall do great exploits. The people who know God, the people who walk with God, the people who serve God without compromise, without excuses, the people who are faithful, the people who keep showing up. Sometimes you say, well, God, why are you giving me so much? That's because God said, I know you can. I can depend on you. I can't give it to that person over there because they're making excuses. I can't give it to that person over there. They talking about how sick they are, how tired they are. He said, I can't give it to them. He said, but you're going to do what I told you to do. And the scripture here says those who are faithful shall be strong in the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, and do exploits. Exploits. Beloved, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, just hallelujah, exemplary, woo, my God, hallelujah, outstanding, I mean, you know, you go from being just, you know what I mean, people want to know, what, who this person, where they come from? They want to start investigating, doing background investigations because you got too much money. Where did they get all this money from? Where did they get these connections from? Glory be to God. Why are they not dead yet? Huh? Doing exploits in the spirit, in God's kingdom. When we, when God blesses us, he blesses us from the inside out. We prosper as our soul prospers. So when your spirit is, amen, in right connection with God, amen, now your body is healthy, your soul is healthy, your mind is healthy, your money is healthy, your relationship is healthy, your family is healthy, everything is healthy. God said you're going to do exploits. Huh? Glory be to God. Beloved, I'm encouraging you this morning. Put your postage on it. Put the postage on it. Put a little weight on it. Put a little weight. Put a little weight on it. I sent a couple letters out of the mail on the weekend. Amen. I licked the stamp. Amen. Well, sometimes I lick it. There's a lot of controversy about that. I might take a little damp cloth. Amen. Moisten up the glue. Amen. Put the stamp on it and put a little pressure on it. Put a little pressure on it to make sure the stamp don't fall off. Put some postage on it, beloved. Do your part. Do your part. Whatever it is God has called you to do. And you know what? And it don't have to be nothing. Well, I'm not a preacher. Maybe it's not, everybody's not sent to preach the gospel, teach the gospel. But what has God called you to do? One thing God has called us to do is be faithful in his kingdom. Another thing we are called to do is to be, we're supposed to be testifying. We're supposed to be sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, with everybody. People in the supermarket, people in the street corner waiting for the bus, waiting for Uber, whatever the case. Well, all of us have been called to do that. We've been called to support the ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, whatever God has called you to do, just start there. Be the best housewife you can be. Be the best mother you can be. Be the best husband you can be. Glory be to God. Just ask God to help you. Because, and as you are obedient, he is expanding you. As you are faithful in the things that God is giving you to do, you find out God expands you. He expands your capacity to receive. Now you can handle more. Because to whom much is given, much is required. When God says you are faithful in a little bit, he'll keep giving it to you because that faithfulness is a spirit that you obtain, and that is developed through obedience. Daniel had it. Daniel had it. Glory be to God. All right, I'm really finished now. I'm really finished. I'm really finished. But look how Daniel ends. Look, and it's not the end. This is not the end, but I just want to show you this. I want to show you this here. Let me see how the scripture ends. I think we find it in, but give me 1 second. I'm going to show you this, and I'm going to give the benediction. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Daniel chapter number 6. And I want you to look at the very last verse, verse number 28. So Daniel prospered. And the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Generational wealth. Hey! God's not trying to take you just to payday, baby. God is not just trying to take you to the income tax time. We're talking about generational wealth. A good man leaves, hallelujah, a legacy to his children's, an inheritance to his children's children's children. We're talking about generational wealth. Daniel prospered. But guess what? If Daniel prospered because of his faith and steadfastness and his obedience, and if God did it for Daniel, God will do it for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We honor you. We bless you and we praise you. God, we want to say thank you for helping us to keep pushing. For keep pushing, Father God. Hallelujah. To do what you told us to do. It is not burdensome. Father God, a lot of times when we don't want to do what you told us to do, Father God, we just lazy. We just making excuses. It's not like we're sick. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just trying to dodge our way out of it and please appease the flesh instead of doing what the spirit, our higher self, is calling us to do. And the flesh wants to keep us on low ground, and you calling us to higher ground through the obedience of the spirit. Father, thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding. And our lives will never be the same again. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. 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 All right. That's the word for the day. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. In the form of announcements, we will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. If you're listening in, glory be to God. It gave my heart so much pleasure to see we have so many new people in the foreign countries, amen, that are listening in to our, amen, our podcast. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And, you know, we pray for our brothers and sisters, amen, and in Brazil, in China, in Canada, amen, in Africa. We pray for you all. We pray for you. And we encourage you. We don't know if you have internet where you are. We don't know how you communicate. But we would love to hear from you if you can. We're not going to stalk you. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not going to sweat you. We don't do that in this ministry. Amen. We're not going to beg you. Amen. But we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you. So, amen. So please reach out to us. Amen. Just we already know you're listening. We just don't have your name. And we would love to have your name. Amen. And we're going to put your name right on the prayer altar. Amen. And continue to pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Saints, as we go into prayer today, there was another school shooting on yesterday. And two people died. We thank God that they was able to take the shooter out. We want to thank God, amen, because of the heightened awareness that, you know, a lot of the cities and schools are on guard, and I'm sure he meant for many more to die. But thank God that God intervened, but we still, you know, one is too many. One is too many. Beloved, I don't know about you, but a lot of us have children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews that go to school. Neighbors that go to school. And we act like we don't have nothing to pray about. And we act like we don't have anything to pray about. Saints, let us continue to pray. As we pray, amen, for our youth and this generation, amen, let us continue to pray. There's a war going on, saints. I know we're going on about our business, but there's a war going on. It's been going on now for almost a year. With threats of nuclear war to the United States. We don't want to wait until something happens and start praying. God will show you, and God will deal, the way the Lord deals with me, God will show me, give me a dream or a vision. God gave me a vision this morning. I had to reach out to the person even before I called in. I said, the Holy Spirit said, go to the hospital for those headaches. Because in my vision, the Lord showed me praying for the individual, and I was praying in spirit and truth. I was sweating. I was praying so hard, and the Holy Spirit stopped me in the middle of the prayer and said, they need to go see a doctor. And even Jesus said that, beloved. He said, these people here need to see a doctor. I know if it wasn't a doctor, God hadn't sent me to a doctor, my neuroscience doctor, I probably would have been dead by now. See, God, you got to bless you, got to heal you through the doctor, without the doctor. Hospitals have a purpose. I just want to put that out there for those of you, amen, who don't want to go. Do you want to live or you want to die? Oh, glory be to the saints. Let us pray. 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock. 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Amen. Come in and support the prayer host. Amen. Touching and agreeing. Amen. Glory be to God. Even if you don't have a prayer request, just call in, touch it, and agree in. Bring all the backup we can bring. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10. Amen and amen. All right, thanks. That's it for today. Lord's willing. Amen. We'll meet you 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on social media. Amen. And then back here tomorrow at 6. Now, tomorrow is our Praise Wednesday. Oh yeah. Praise Wednesday. We're going to see what the Lord wants to do. We're going to see what the Lord wants to do with that. Amen and amen. Father God, we want to say thank you for the service on today. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the people of God. As we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, we ask that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we pray for our children. Father God, the truth of the matter is we're trying not to be afraid. We try not to be scared, but if we was honest, some of us would say, Father God, we scared to death that we might get a phone call, Father, that something done happened to one of our precious babies sitting up in their classrooms, minding their business, trying to learn, and in walks the devil with a shotgun, a coward. Father God, we are praying, we are pleading all over the land, Father God, that you would shut down these senseless murders, these copycats, Father God, these young men, Father God, just forfeiting their lives, Father God, not even concerned about their destiny, just a tool in the devil's hands. Father God, we are praying for these men. Father God, we are praying for them that they will be delivered. We are praying, Father God, for the students. Father God, they're killing them up in daycare. They're killing them up in college and all in between. We are praying for this generation, Father. Father, that you would step in and have mercy, Father. That you will protect them from the dangers of this world. Protect them from the bullets. Protect them from the knives. Protect them. The 13-year-old that got murdered, he was just on his way home from school. Father God, we're crying out, have mercy on the children. God, save the children. The devil has a contract out on the children. Oh, Father God, Jesus saw it years ago. He said he loves the children. Bid the children to come to me. Marvin Gaye saw it. Lord, save the children. God, we see it. God, save the children. Help the children, Father. And Father God, this war, Father God, the people that are being murdered, Father God, all type of threats. Father God, hallelujah. Father God, have mercy. God, we know these are all signs of the times. We do know it. But Father God, we're still praying, Father, for your mercy would intervene. Your mercy would intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, the United States is no better than any other country. But Father God, we pray that you will avert nuclear war. Father God, may there not be a nuclear war. May there not be any type of war. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are crying out. We are crying out all over the land, Father. For you said we're sin no forbound, grace no much more abound. We are crying out. The world is in turmoil. Turmoil, Father. But you said if your people called by your name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek your faith, that you would heal the land. And God knows we need some healing right about now. And we just want to say thank you, God. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve, Father. In the name of Jesus, at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock, anoint them with your favor. Anoint them with your power and keep them from danger seen and every spirit of retaliation. And we say thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. And we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Ooh, yay. We bind it. We nullify it. We cancel it in Jesus' name. And decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment will be condemned, and we will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a lovely day, a beautiful day, a fantastic day. Amen. Walk in the blessing and don't forget the postage. Amen. In Jesus' name. Love you. Amen.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hand.
Hallelujah. We love you.